Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. What an exciting time to be alive. Amen. And the weather is beautiful here on this beautiful Easter weekend. You know, I was thinking, though, about Holy Week. So much going on. My prayer is that we don't do Holy Week services at Bethel's anymore because of the COVID and the attendance and the different things. We just don't have the ability to have those Holy Week services at Bethel. That's the bad news. The good news is there's Holy Week services all around. Our sister church downtown at Trinity offers Holy Week services, and hope and pray that you're able to participate in some of them. But Holy Week starts on Thursday, and it's a time as Jesus was taking part in the Passover feast that we remember, which was his last supper, so to speak, or it was the last time that he ate with the disciples. That's why we call it the Last Supper. But then Good Friday. Now, how can Friday be good if that's the day of the crucifixion? Well, because we know what took place, that he was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, which gives us an opportunity. Now, we will do and have, and I think you'll find my sunrise service message here on the website somewhere. Phil and I have been talking about it, but the Easter week, and one thing that we can still do is do a sunrise service down at the Bethel Pond, or the Wedding Chapel as it's known. Don and Pat Singletary graciously let us gather down there at 7 o'clock in the morning. And of course, when you're listening to this, it'll already be over, but we wanted just to celebrate and thank God for all the things that this little church has done for over the years. And then we still do, and we put the flowered cross out in front of the church. And then we take that black cloth down and we put a white cloth on it with a sign that said he is risen. And we are encouraged to bring flowers or greenery from our house or whatever to decorate the cross. What a powerful witness. And then, you know, when the Christians met, the Christians ate, and if the Christians hadn't met, they would have never ate. But I got it backwards. If the Christians had never ate, they would have never met. But we do a lot of that meeting because we like to eat. So, after the 11 o'clock service, this particular Easter, and if you're listening to that early, you got time to come because we're going to have a covered dish dinner, followed by a little bit of time for the youth. And I don't mind the Easter egg hunt and all that. You know, you need a little bit of levity and to help the kids participate in Easter services in the way they can. And as long as we explain to the kids really what Resurrection Sunday is all about. I think having some of these fun things are good. That's just me. But really, Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, as I like to call it, is really about salvation. And we need to think about that because our news media is full of things that are going on in the world. Sometimes I think this 27 news cycle is a detriment to us, but there's also things that take place that we know that's on the news. Somebody gets rescued from a swollen river, a child is pulled out of a burning apartment building with firefighters and all kinds of stuff. And then you had this crazy guy in New York. You know, it's thank God he didn't kill anybody, but he did a lot of damage, firing a lot of guns and causing chaos and all that stuff. So the news media is, I don't know, it's just the news media, but it's depressing at times. But there's a word that is rarely used in the media. It's a picture of salvation. And I think we should. Some of the news people recognize, and they talk about Holy Week and some of the things that are going on. But the Bible teaches us that sin threatens us with a broken relationship. With who? With God. Spiritual death and judgment? But I love the buts in scriptures. But God, through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, has provided a way to rescue us from sin's consequences. And he offers us salvation so that we can have a second chance at life. You know, not only in this life, you know, God's full of chances. He never gives up on us. But the second chance of life, and how, what is that second chance? It's an opportunity to experience a spiritual rebirth into a new and abundant life of the Spirit, and ultimately the promise of Resurrection Sunday is the gift of eternal life, where we will live with Him forever. You know, it's physical bodies, physical things die, but our spirit, we're really unique how God created us. But he gives us an opportunity. One part of the Bible says he'll never give us more than we can handle. And sometimes I'm thinking, oh gosh, I hope I can handle all that he's... But he always provides a way for us to be able to work through things. Amen. Because God forgives all of our sins. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. And God wants to save wicked people too. You know, you wonder about that. Well, there is a lot of wickedness in the world. But God loves his creation, and he wants to help wicked people too. Ezekiel 18:21. Many people will come to know God in the end times, or the end of the age, as we like to call it. And you can find that in Zechariah chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. But we are in the end of the age of grace, and it's fastly approaching. In the age of grace when we accept Christ. But we don't want anybody to miss it because it's approaching fast. But it says in the book of Revelation that we win at the end. Don't ever be afraid to read the book of Revelation because it gives us the blessed hope. And believing in Christ as Lord just gives us the assurance of eternal life. My favorite scripture of all times was in John 3:16. But you can find that and also in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, and Romans 10:9. And bring the Lord Jesus into your life. And if God chooses you, and he does, he said he chose you even before you were born. You are the apple of his eye. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. So there's exciting times, and we need to encourage one another in the faith. That's really what it's all about, and to lift up one another and to pray for one another. I always think about Resurrection Sunday, the Easter tradition, and like I said before, the world calls it Easter. I call it Resurrection Sunday because of the resurrection. We do have that promise of eternal life. But if they call it Easter and we explain what Easter is and the meaning of Easter, then we can just have a wonderful time on this Easter weekend because it is all about God's grace. We have a lot of folks that are always in need of prayer, and of course, our prayer list in the bulletin, as you can latch onto it, you can click onto it and off of the website and look at all the names that are on there. We're getting to a point that I think not too long from now we'll need to say, okay, time out, and clear up that list so that we can start over, because inevitably sometimes people are on that list and their prayer's already been answered in one way or another. But it's important that we pray for people. I didn't have any specific prayer requests this day, but just know that we love to pray for people. Intercessory prayer is so important. Even in this little church, we see miracles. We see prayers answered, and sometimes they're not in our time frame, but we know that they're always answered. So prayer, talking to the Father, is very, very important. So we always close this little pastor's thoughts and prayers by that with what we call the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer is the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples. They realized that whenever they would finish the day ministry, they'd gather around a fire and talk and eat and all that, and then he would disappear. And they often wondered, what do you do when you go up by yourself? And he said, well, I'm in my earthly body, although I'm God, but while I'm in my earthly body, I came so I could experience everything you guys experience. I get hungry and I need to eat and take a little bit of time of rest, but I also need to talk to the Father. And they said, Lord, can we talk to the Father? And he gave us a prayer to use as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I like that translation. Deliver us from the evil one. Because we know the old evil one is in this world. And then he closes by saying, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday weekend with family and friends. And more important, encourage someone today in the faith. God bless.